It's the Noah Fant Show on Stokely and Zach.
Touchdown, Noah Fant.
Presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Every Tuesday, the tight end joins Stoke and Zach to recap last week's game and look ahead to Denver's next matchup.
Caught for the touchdown. Grab by Fant.
Now here's Stokely and Zach with number 87, Noah Fant.
Noah Fant. Ah, yes. For a second year in a row, the Noah Fant Show kicking off right here on Stokely and Zach. Noah, congrats on the win. So good to have you back here on the program. The vibes are good. And I'll just ask you, what was it like being back out on a football field producing in front of fans for the first time in a couple years?
Yeah, no, it was great, man. It was great to have fans back in the stadium. It was a great vibe in the stadium, great energy. So it was a really good time, man, and we had fun, you know, getting the W.
Noah, congratulations and great game. Talk about your situation leading up to the game. We were nervous here because, you know, you're listed as, you know, on the injury report, knee. We didn't quite know what the injury was because it was listed as a lower leg injury. Talk about the injury and how you're feeling now and any kind of setback or anything like that.
Yeah, no. So I really had a light knee sprain that I had experienced, you know, during the week of Seattle, and then we played Seattle and got flared up during the game. So it was really just there, you know, the training staff taking care of me, making sure that it wasn't something that was going to be nagging me throughout the season. Got in the game this last week and felt good and feel good now. So, they did their job, and they did a great job with me, handling me, getting treatment on and all those things. So I'm doing well.
Noah Fant is joining us live here. Noah, the past two Septembers, it hasn't been a secret. It's been bad. 0-7 leading up to this past weekend. How different is the vibe right now from this football team being 1-0 for the first time in your career?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great to have a win in week one. For me, I'm kind of hard to please, so I'm focused on Jacksonville moving on quick because I want to get another win. So, but yeah, it's great. It's a great energy in the locker room that we had. Everybody was happy, as everybody should be, and looking forward to the next one. So I'm just trying to stack some wins and get some wins going in September and through the rest of the season.
Noah Fant, join us. Noah, the offense, I mean, I can't – it was so much fun to watch, and it hasn't been that way in a long time. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater was absolutely brilliant. You and Judy, Hamler making big catches, Tim Patrick, Albert O. I mean, it was like, you know, one after another. How much fun was that to play in that offense on Sunday?
Yeah, no, it was great. I think Teddy did a great job. He found the open guy. And he did a good job spreading the ball around. And I think, you know, having guys that, you know, unfortunately Judy with the ankle sprain, but having guys, you know, like Cortland, Tim, KJ, you got guys like that, the receivers that to back him up and, you know, still have really good options for Teddy is going to be important for the rest of the season. But Teddy was back there poised, calm, and collected and delivering the ball. So I was really, really pleased with the way he played and really pleased with our offense.
And speaking of that offense, Noah, and once again, Noah Fant joining us here live, how much more comfortable are you at this time of year compared to last year when you were still kind of trying to digest Pat Shurmur's offense with the lack of that offseason?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely a lot more comfortable. You know, I was talking to, you know, a couple family members about that after the game. Just going to the game, I was a lot more comfortable, didn't have as many nerves or anything like that. Felt comfortable with the offense, felt comfortable with what they needed me to do. So that was a really good feeling, and hopefully I can continue to have that throughout the season and hopefully continue on, you know, building from the game that I had, you know, because I definitely feel like I can, you know, do a lot bigger and better things. So definitely looking forward to improvement there.
Last one for me, Noah. Vic Fangio, three times went forward on fourth down, and you are 3-for-3. What kind of message does that send to the offense and to the team?
Yeah, I think it just sends a message of that we're going to be aggressive. I think that, you know, he had confidence in us that we were going to get the job done and that we were going to be aggressive and try to go for it. So I think that was a good message that he sent. And, you know, we were definitely all for it to, you know, be able to stay out there on the field and sustain some drives. So it was really good.
Well, we can't wait to continue to watch you here and for you to join us here regularly on Tuesdays. Real quick, big time win this past weekend, 24 hours before you took the field in that rivalry, Iowa, your alma mater. There's a handful of Iowa guys on this football team, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I think we got about five of them on the team right now.
Which is crazy. That was a big time win for you guys.
Yeah, oh yeah, that was huge.
Hey, we appreciate your time. Glad that the tone is what it should be for right now, and we look forward to catching up with you this time next week, hopefully after a win down in Jacksonville.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Noah.
All right, there he goes, Noah Fant. Appreciate him stopping by. Played well this past weekend. You know, like he said, he didn't break any records or anything like that. He expects to play that way. But it was for Noah, it was 6 receptions on 8 targets for 62 yards, a handful of first downs, had a 15-yard catch, a 25-yard catch. And I honestly think, I, Stoke, I don't see a reason why Noah Fant can't do that every single Sunday, at a minimum almost.
Yeah, and he had a chance on a nice shot play, a scheme play from Pat Shurmur. Teddy just underthrew him, which, you know, could have been a, I don't know, 60-yard touchdown or whatever it was. I mean, at least a 30-yard catch from Noah, but it was just underthrown. So, yeah, he played really well, and I'm with you. That's kind of the expectations right around there, kind of at the minimum for him. I think Teddy will bring out the best in Noah, you know, compared to what we've seen. So we'll see how it goes, but he looked great. You know, he's making some third-down conversions and just being that tight end that we need here.
Yeah, he had 3 first down conversions in game number 1. So really good starting point. We talked about the arc of Noah and what this season could look like as a rookie, 562 yards. The next season, 673 yards. And this season, I don't know, 850?
Like it.
Is that too much to ask?
No,
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, that's a sweet spot.
Yep.
I went to that Iowa State game.
Oh, dude. I
went to it.
I forgot to ask, but yeah. I found out on Twitter. When did you find out you were going to the game?
A few days before, I got invited by a friend that was going up there, and so I was like,
Dallas? All right. Dallas? Any connection with Dallas?
No, but I did see Dallas there.
Okay,
I did see Dallas, but no, I mean this guy knows Dallas, but he was going up there. And
do we know the guy?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not Peyton.
Okay.
And so I got the invite, and I was like, you know, perfect. And, you know, I hadn't been to a big-time college football game in a while.
When was the last time?
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't you go to, like, a
Texas A&M, Tennessee, and okay. College Station. That was fun. That was whenever I discovered Alvin Kamara.
That's right.
So that tells you how long ago it was.
Yeah. 5 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
I think so.
And so it's been a while. And that place, you know, Iowa State, look, it's a huge rivalry, especially they were, I think, both top 10 or right around there.
Yeah, they were.
And just the environment was great. You know, you love the environment, the bands, the chants, and all that stuff. It was a lot of fun. Loved it. Enjoyed it. Glad I got to go.
And it was a big-time win for Iowa, who was, to your point, ranked 10th, upset number 9, Iowa State. So, and we didn't mention this. Man, we were so caught up in the Broncos yesterday, naturally. But, man, what an opportunity for CU. They had it.
They did.
They had it right there.
And we let them off the hook.
Yeah. 10-7, right?
10-7. Yeah. Oh.
Bummer. That would have been a big win. I mean, where's Texas A&M ranked? Their quarterback got hurt early in that game, right?
Yep.
But
they were ranked 5th.
Oh,
I mean, you got a chance to knock off. But, you know, that's a program win.
Yep.
Like, you can recruit on that.
That's right.
And man, it came late, and it was their last possession. It was Texas A&M's last possession. 11 plays, 77 yards, and they take that 10-7 lead, and you know, it just opportunity. Last time that CU had an opportunity like this, Tyler Plumas was on the team,
ooh.
And they beat a number 3 ranked Oklahoma back in 2007. That was the last time they beat an opponent that had a top 10 ranking. So they had a chance. And couldn't capitalize on it. I wanted it for those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially a team in Texas, you know, you try to get down there and recruit.
Sure.
Right? So, yeah. You know, you beat one of those powerhouses there.
Good point.
It resonates, and it goes a long way. And to be that close and you got it and you don't finish it off there at the end, you know, that those really hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. Hopefully, the Buffs bounce back there. Their next opponent is Minnesota. Another really tough opponent, coming this week. How much of the game last night did you have on Peyton and Eli?
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I just watched it all with them. I just wanted to see the whole thing with them, and so I can kind of, you know, critique. You know, I had to give Peyton my, you know,
stamp of approval.
Well, no, just my critiques and my pluses and my minuses.
Okay.
You know?
You graded him out. How do you grade out?
He did good. I enjoyed it. There was a few things that I talked to him this morning. There was a few things that I told him that I thought they, you know, needed to get better at.
Which was?
Which I take enjoyment in.
Okay. All right.
I mean, if you want me to give it to you now? I mean, you're kind of all over the place right now.
You know.
I don't know where you're at. We're supposed to break a minute ago, and you just keep asking me questions. I'm like, what is going on here, dude? Do you want me to start running the show? You want me to be the quarterback of this operation?
Well, it sounds like you're trying to do that with Peyton and Eli.
Well, no. I mean, that's a good thing about him. He likes to hear it. Like, he asks you, hey, check this out. What do you think about this? What do you think about this? And so, you know.
We will play some of the best of cuts. And maybe get the skinny of Stokely's conversation with 18 coming up next.